Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Indeed, this Florida man was arrested for deliberately hitting deer, and he filmed it for TikTok, according to the police. Clay Kinney tried killing five deer, according to police. Now, first of all, I think deer are just basically rodents with hooves. But anyway, hooves. A Florida man was arrested Thursday after he intentionally ran over a deer and filmed it for TikTok. Ugh. He was charged with five counts of animal torment and one count of animal torture. He was also charged with one count of a moving traffic violation. An affidavit from the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, which was obtained by Fox 35 Orlando, explained that police were investigating him after they learned the video. The footage reportedly shows Kinney attempting to run over a group of five deer and fatally striking one. My question is, was the guy not worried at all about any damage to his vehicle? He was driving a Chevy Tahoe. Anyway, he got in trouble for this because you're not supposed to torture animals, even if they are deer, and deer don't get in trouble when they crash into our cars. But listen, life's not always fair. What can I tell you? I had a deer once, and it totaled my car, and the deer turned around and gave me a look and ran away. And he was fine. My car, however, was total. But nevertheless, you should never torture animals. This guy is not cool. Not cool at all. This Florida man, according to Rare.com, was arrested for robbing a Little Caesars in a ski mask and then leading police in a wild goose chase. One man wanted pizza so badly that he decided to commit a stick-up, and that's what police in Pembroke Pines, Florida, allege happened at a Little Caesars restaurant. He was arrested after robbing the joint, then leading police on a chase that resulted in a crash. He allegedly was wearing a black ski mask, all black clothing, and black gloves during the holdup, in which he pistol-whipped an employee and demanded cash. Did he also demand the pizza, is my question? He then took off and raced his way to the Florida Turnpike with police in hot pursuit, but that ended when he crashed into a median wall at County Line Road. He's now facing multiple charges, including aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and robbery with a firearm. No word if he got cash, pizza, or injuries from the crash. They don't know that. But I would imagine if you're going into a pizzeria to steal, you're going to take pizza too, I would think. You're going to take the cash. You're not going to pay for the pizza, and you're going to take some pizza. And you're about to go on the run. So at least having a hot, delicious pizza next to you while you're on the run from the cops, I would think. But again, it doesn't sound like this guy was thinking very much, so who knows? Maybe he just got the cash.
Our partners that help bring you free radio over at Kel-Tec, the R50. Kel-Tec is a great company based in Florida, and they make some really innovative firearms. Now, the R50 that they have, you have the P50. The P50 is super cool. P50 is 5.7. I have the P50. Love the P50. The R50 is, well, the R50, it's a little different. You've got the ambi-side folding stock, 16-inch threaded barrel. Those are the same, but you have, this is the carbine version. And the 50 stands for 50 pews. That's standard capacity, by the way. And it's lightweight, it's compact, it's versatile, it's got a lot of firepower. 50 rounds, again, standard capacity. And like the P50, the R50 has 7 inches of real space up top, so you get a wide range of optic options. You got some real space down on the bottom, too, for accessories. 5.7 cartridge, you got sporting, hunting, all kinds of variants, right? Serious personal defense. And it ships with two of those double stack mags. The weight loads is needed. It lays horizontally along the top. Light, well-balanced, super easy to manipulate. This is great for serious home protection. You have to check it out. It's the R50. It is the the big brother of the P50. And you can find it at KeltecWeapons.com. The new R50 carbine, KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
So Claudine Gay has resigned. Remember a couple things that took place here. First of all, she was one of the college presidents in front of Congress who refused to denounce all the anti-Semitic protests that were happening on college campuses. And those of us who are stalwart defenders of freedom of speech took no pity on people like Claudine Gay or the former president from the University of Penn, because these people enabled the censorship to happen in academia to such a degree that when FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, would rank schools based on their freedom of speech, these schools came in at the absolute bottom of the barrel. You'd get in trouble on Harvard if you misgendered somebody, if you used the wrong pronoun for somebody, or if you were accused of fat phobia, whatever the hell that means. or you were a controversial speaker. They would ban the speaker. They would cancel comedians. They would not allow books, lectures. These colleges would cancel a lecture or debate on abortion because a woman who had an abortion on college campus might be triggered by that, so they wouldn't let it happen. I mean, these places were the worst. When you engage in censorship, you not only can come under fire for what you ban, you can also come under fire for the kind of speech you allow. So these colleges couldn't turn around and say, well, listen, yeah, we allow this vile anti-Semitic speech to occur because we just allow all kinds of speech. We don't monitor. We don't censor. People can say whatever they want. We're just absolute First Amendment absolutists. No, they have been people who have been leading the censorati, the censorship, the destruction of freedom of expression, so that all under the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion, they can have all these sheep who are out there believing and saying the exact same things all the time. So when they allow the vile anti-Semitic language to occur, all these protests on their college campuses, and they get called out for it, you don't have a lot of people then defending them. There's no defense of what they allowed. You're allowed to come under fire for what speech you allow if you allow censorship. But the University of Pennsylvania president resigned. She's still on the payroll, making $200,000+ a year as a faculty member. But a lot of donors at Penn turned around and said, no way, we want her gone. Claudine Gay survived, though. I mean, she's a black female. She survived for a while. And then people started learning about her plagiarism. And she plagiarized a lot. She plagiarized accusations of over 60 different times where she borrowed somebody else's academic thinking and turned around and claimed it for her own. And people kept turning around saying, how is this person surviving this now that this has come to light? And she was ripping off people's intellectual thought. And everybody turned around and said, well, I mean, if Claudine Gay were a white male, she'd be out of a job in a heartbeat. No question about it. But again, the donors have turned around, and a lot of them who are Jewish have turned and said, we're not going to give the school any money. Once you lose the donors, you're done. I mean, at that point, you're done. And for people whose academic thought that she was ripping off all these years, they turned around and they said, this is not okay. You don't get to do this. You don't get to do this. You don't get to just claim somebody else's work as your own and think that that's going to be okay. Because everybody who works hard in academia to put things together, Carol Swain's a great example. Dr. Carol Swain, who was on my radio show in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, was one of the people who Claudine Gay ripped off her intellectual thought. Carol Swain is a conservative thinker. She's fantastic. And what she said regarding that whole incident is that Claudine Gay needs to go for what she did. And she had some thoughts on this. She tweeted out a few weeks ago. She said, I have some free unsolicited advice for Harvard University. Number one, stop listening to the apologists for plagiarism. Number two, fire Claudine Gay post haste. She can be relieved of duties under the terms that are negotiated. Stop listening to the racist mob of whites and blacks who cry racism while being among the worst offenders. Hire the best man or woman who can steer the university back towards sanity. Appeasing the Marxist identity politics mob should not be a consideration. The person for the job might be a middle to older age white Jewish man who believes in classical liberalism. Classical liberalism, by the way, is not modern liberalism. Modern liberalism is statism. It's where they want to shut down debate, and they don't want freedom. They want to control everything, control every aspect of your life. Classical liberalism is obviously what this country was founded on. It's freedom. It's liberty. We don't have that. The left does not practice classical liberalism. That's why I don't even call people on the left liberals. They're not liberals, they're statists. And so call them lefties or call them statists, but don't call them liberals. They're not. Liberal is a word that denotes, or at least used to in this country, denotes freedom, liberty, intellectual thought, and limited government. I mean, classical liberals, Thomas Jefferson was a classical liberal. But we don't practice classical liberalism in this country. What you have today is something called illiberalism. Illiberalism, which is the opposite, You don't have freedom. You have complete control in every aspect of life, including what you can say and what you can't say. I mean, a big part of what you see, what happens with this whole disinformation nonsense, you know, the government comes out and works with big tech to silence you, to suppress your thoughts, to control your thoughts, to tell you what is true and what is real and tell you what's not. That's all illiberalism. That's all what that is. She continued with her advice to Harvard, Dr. Carol M. Swain. She said, have a sit-down conversation with the people who have been harmed by the plagiarism of Claudine Gay and the system that protects her. Recognize that Harvard's systemic racism and classism have far-reaching efforts. Apologize to alumni, students, parents, and donors who have been harmed and embarrassed. And she's right in all of her advice to Harvard. And as somebody who was plagiarized directly by the now former president of Harvard, she has a lot of reasons to say what she said. And so good for Dr. Swain for speaking out, and goodbye to the now former president of Harvard, who will still be fine. She'll still get a big severance package. She'll still probably wind up being on the payroll in some capacity. She'll get another job if necessary in academia. They'll be fine. And this is the problem. I mean, this is the problem with Democrats in America today. It's what James Carville said. He said that the Democrat Party in America has become the party of the faculty lounge. Elite coastal, he says coastal liberals, but again, I don't call them liberals, but elite, coastal elites and the academic faculty lounge. This is why you've got blacks and Hispanics who are now saying that they're going to vote for Trump. A key demographics that Joe Biden needs, they're now saying they're voting for Trump. It's for the exact same reason. It's the reason why when James Carville's group did that polling memo, the title of the synopsis, the conclusions reached by them, were "This is grim."
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Ohio troopers are working to capture a runaway pig in McDonald's. That's right, a pig caused some chaos at the McDonald's parking lot. Law enforcement officers tried to chase it. It's not easy to catch a pig, as you know. It's easier than catching a chicken, though, like Rocky would tell you. But the Ohio State Highway Patrol said on Friday troopers worked to wrangle a pig escapee that began wandering around a McDonald's in Springfield. It was a bit of oinking around in Springfield this week after a pig got loose and went hog wild. Don't you love the puns? Anyway, they got the pig into custody, and I think he'll soon be used for McDonald's bacon. A couple was forced to give up babies and embryo, and a mix-up has now been settled with the clinic. The unimaginable mishap led to a woman giving birth to the babies of complete strangers and then having to give them up. Oof, that's no fun. And it's the kind of thing that makes people very, very nervous. You can imagine the lawsuit here. The pair had splashed out $100,000 for treatment at this fertility clinic. And then it turns out that they were from the wrong papa. Complete strangers. Yeah, now that one, watch for the lawsuit on that one coming. Frontier Airlines, 16-year-old kid flying solo, ended up in Puerto Rico instead of Ohio. So, you know, Florida teenager is traveling alone, is meant to fly to his mother in Ohio on a Frontier flight, but instead ended up on a flight to Puerto Rico. But he was just thrilled that at least the flight wasn't canceled, because Frontier has an issue with that as of late. The 16-year-old passenger was scheduled to fly from Tampa to Cleveland, but he got on the wrong flight to San Juan, Puerto Rico, and there he is now. So then they had, I guess, put him on another flight, and they said, "We're so sorry." They extended their sincere apologies to the family for letting this boy fly. How does that happen in this day and this post 9/11 day and age? How does he get on the wrong flight, is my question. And in Ohio, speaking of Ohio again, a judge has been suspended from office after 29 ethical violations. An Ohio judge has been suspended by the Ohio Supreme Court after committing nearly 30 ethical violations. Cayuga County Common Pleas Judge Daniel Gall was banned from practicing law in Ohio for 1 year on Friday. Among his various ethics violations include all kinds of different things that go back in a 5-year period dating back from actually even longer, from 2014. Apparently, he abandoned his role as an impartial arbiter, and he demeaned litigators and spectators. He abused contempt and the prestige of his office. And now he's out of a job and won't be able to practice law either. Sounds like he wasn't very, very good at his job. So I guess he'll be working, well, I don't know, maybe he'll be an Uber driver, because it's very profitable, especially on New Year's Eve. I noticed that on New Year's. Did you notice how expensive? If you Ubered on New Year's, you know what I'm talking about. The rates were just through the roof. And finally, a mysterious passport was stamped accidentally, and it let migrants stay in the United Kingdom. And now the Prime Minister's office has no idea how many foreign nationals have been mistakenly allowed to live here indefinitely. But it was a mystery passport stamp that allowed people to stay as long as possible. And once again, as woke as the United Kingdom is, they also don't want them there. Shocking, I know.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year. But beyond that, I hope that they understand that we're in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. And we're coming back, and it's about time.
It may be about time, but the poll numbers are not coming back for Joe Biden. In fact, they're getting really, really bad as we start this new year. Here on The Dana Show, it's me, Rich Zeoli, in for Dana today. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great weekend. And can't believe the holidays are over. It's hard to believe. It really is. But it always flies by, doesn't it? Like a blur. It's all this buildup, buildup, buildup. And then all of a sudden you look back and you go, how did that just happen? And that's always the way it is. But as we start 2024, there's a lot to think about. Obviously, number one, or more states now are taking former President Donald Trump off the ballot. We know that Maine is doing this. And even David Axelrod is saying that this is playing right into former President Trump's hands and that this is going to cause people to rebel. And they're not going to be happy with this. So Democrats are now saying this is a problem for them as well. But they're still doing it. And more of them are going to do it. And I don't think it's going to survive a Supreme Court challenge. But nevertheless, this is what the blue states want to do. They keep helping Trump. They keep boosting Trump up. Even Karl Rove, who's no Trump fan, was out there saying the exact same thing, that by doing this, they're just helping Trump. But as far as Biden goes, he's beginning the new year, and it's not good. I mean, the interview with Ryan Seacrest wasn't good either. It was pre-recorded. Nobody watched it. I mean, who's watching that show anyway? Certainly not me. I don't think anybody was. But he begins the new year, New York Post story here, Biden rings in the new year with black and Hispanic voters abandoning him, according to a new poll. They are abandoning him. It's a USA Today Suffolk University poll that indicates that the president is trailing former President Donald Trump 37% to 39%. And the big reason is because he cannot hold together the coalition of voters who supported him in 2020. Among black voters, Biden's support has declined to 63%, down from 87% in 2020. He still leads Trump 12% support by a yawning margin. Voters under 35 and Hispanic voters have jumped to support Trump, with the former president leading in both demographics. Why do you think that is? I know the answer. It's number one, the economy. They're feeling the effects of the economy just like you, just like me. And number two, it's the illegal immigration problem. It is a problem. I was listening to a black woman over the weekend, a black woman voter over the weekend, who was saying, you know, this is these people are coming here. They're competing with us. They're taking our jobs. This isn't right. There's a whole busload of illegal immigrants who were just dropped off in New Jersey. I just saw them. They're being dropped off in New Jersey, I think 450 of them. So all these problems are plaguing Biden. And of course, the corporate media wants everybody to think that everything's fine. Biden's great. He's in great shape. Democrats know he's a disaster in the making, and they don't want him on the ballot. They don't want him to be their nominee. Joe Biden spent the weekend in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, because obviously there's a lot of electoral votes in the Virgin Islands. So he was there really chasing them down at a very, very posh palatial estate. He has not worked much in 2023. I think his record of going out and enjoying himself on vacation, he was away at either his Delaware beach house or his posh Wilmington home or places like St. Croix or Martha's Vineyard 37% of the time. Okay. Now look, I know presidents are always president. So wherever they go, the operation follows them. I get it. Okay, fine. Okay. But the thing about Biden is that he projects an image of a guy sleeping on the beach. As Americans are working harder than ever, trying to get by, Biden projects an image of sleeping on the beach. And now Donald Trump is leading among Hispanic and black voters, who are both demographics are now saying – guy's better for us. He's better for the economy. America's better. America was better then. This is not good for Joe Biden. I mean, to start the year with these kind of numbers, it's not good.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.